I come this morning as me. I don't apologise for that, and you can see I'm not Andrew the Vicar, or Rick or Mike the church wardens, and I definitely don't try and be our treasurer, Ian Bandy. Those of you that know me know that that would be an exceedingly bad idea. Well, I could go on. I'm me. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by my Creator God, just the way He chose me to be, with the gifts He's given me. So the way I speak today, it'll be different. But that's not an excuse. It's just a fact. Now, if I can make this work... Oh, there you go. I might just get you to do it, Tim. Do you remember that on the bottom of our thing we had, and actually Alan alluded to it, which was fantastic. Think of this whole body parts idea is cool. Yeah, everyone plays a part, every part is necessary, except for the appendix. I wonder who the appendix is. Now, and Alan brought this up, and I'm really pleased he did, because my first question was, who feels like the appendix this morning? Does anybody feel like that? Just leave that with you. Okay. Thanks, Tim. You put the next one up for me. Okay. Andrew's been speaking over the last few weeks about having and using spiritual gifts that God gives us, not forgetting the natural talents that we have and can also use for God. Andrew said that God values difference. And I quote from Andrew, "It's not in spite of, but because of our differences that Jesus calls us." Our vision statement in this church says, "Equipping God's people, transforming community." Sounds huge, isn't it? This summer, we've been particularly looking, using 1 Corinthians 12, at equipping God's people, you guys, so we can be a part of transforming our community through sharing Jesus' amazing message of saving grace. Now, I really want to be a part of that, and I hope you do too. If you're visitors, I'm sure you want to be a part of that within your own communities. Can I have the next slide, please? Thank you. Okay, really strange slide. Andrew also mentioned about growing organically. When we grow organically, it's not forced growth. So if it's organic, it's not forced. Have a look at the slide of rhubarb growing. The first one at the top there is pale and all the same and in a dark shed under artificial light. But look at the second two. It's green and vibrant, out in the sunlight, growing as nature intended, under the sun. Take that as you will. So we are all at different stages of development and different shapes. Maybe there's a few damaged bits there, but all are vital to the body of Christ. And again, Alan's prayers were really helpful this morning. Andrew told us last week that in the culture of the day, using the analogy of body parts would have made perfect sense. He showed us how the people would bring a pretend body part to God, the god Asclepius, can't get my mouth around that one, to represent the part that needed healing. So to indicate what they wanted to be healed, that they wanted to function properly again. Hang on to that. So the passage today follows using that analogy. Well, I really like the description around the passage, verses 20 through 26, okay, which is basically what I'm focusing on a lot today. The NIV commentary says this, "The parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. Just as we give food to the stomach, although a less attractive part of the body, so we should give honour and support to the Christians in the church who have ordinary gifts in their functions. The parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. Christians whose functions may be very obscure in the church are to be given special respect." It then says, "Persons with more spectacular gifts do not need to be given special honour." Now, I'm not suggesting that the upfront gifts or leadership of Andrew shouldn't command a good degree of respect. I'm not saying that, don't hear me. But just remember that those lesser parts of the body that seem inside, not noticed, they receive the greater honour. And I think that's really exciting. Recently, I looked at detail in this passage, as Andrew said earlier, when I was studying the theology of disability. In my work alongside this, I'm learning to recognise God's special gifts in everyone I meet, amazing gifts that could so easily be missed if I don't take time to look for them. I could miss a vital part of the body of Christ if I don't seek out and embrace other people's giftings. Some of my most profound spiritual experiences and learning have been with people whose gifts could have been so easily ignored and gone unnurtured. For example, non-verbal worship leading. How does that happen? It does, and it's completely awesome. They take part in their own way, and they lead me and Anya, who is there with me, into worship. This is not just a club. They've named it Sunday Club, but it's an expression of church in the school, because they can't necessarily come here to worship with us. Some of them do, and some of them go to the Baptist church too, but quite a lot of them really can't manage to access this. So we go there. There was another young lady that particularly helped me in teaching. There was a way she was describing something, and it really helped me write the material that I needed to write at the time. And I just can't do these things without them. I can't do them properly. The thing is, missing vital body parts of the body of Christ happens not just because we do not recognize other people's gifts, but because many of us struggle to believe that we have God's gifts, or could have. Our self-esteem is battered by circumstances in life that render us unable to embrace all God has for us. Look, I know it's getting a bit ouchy, but please bear with me. I work a lot with students that have low self-esteem. And if we're all honest, there are times where we all have low self-esteem. There are things that knock us in life, aren't there? So could you be sitting here this morning, and this is just all about a bit more head knowledge that you're gaining? Can I challenge you a little bit on that? Maybe you're sitting here and experiencing a feeling of, how could who I am be of any use? I get by. But God giving me anything useful for the body of Christ? Maybe you're sitting there with that. Can you click me on a slide, please? Okay. Here's a game. Bear with the analogy. When I was praying, I had a picture of like a board game. And these are the only pictures I could really find that made sense. But not all the pieces were there. You can see a complete one there, and you can see pieces on the outside. There were holes where the pieces should have been. Well, actually, the game could not function because vital pieces were missing. And the picture I saw was here, of the church. All of you sitting out there. And there were holes. It's not that the people were physically missing, there were holes. Because people weren't using the gifts or asking for the gifts that God has just waiting for you. Okay, I know it's tough. So I want to spend a moment going back to scriptures, because I want us to hear and see what God's saying about us. So Andrew's going to do a roving mic. Those of you who've got pieces of paper, no. All right, so we're going to see what God says about us, and we can use those to help us see our worth, even if the world around seems to be saying something else. So who's got Psalm 139? Lovely, thank you. And you'll see the deliberate mistake on the bottom. There's no such thing as Joshua 31. It should be 1, okay? Tell you that now. Glitch on the finger.
For you could...
Really loud voice, Anne, please.
For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
So Jesus was there. You are treasured. Psalm 91. Who's got Psalm 91? Sally, thank you.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. And verse 14, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Brilliant. So it's a form of prophetic oracle, but it's an assurance of God's promises for us. Who's got Psalm 103? Thanks, Kat.
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
So you are forgiven. Know that this morning, you are forgiven. Right, Isaiah 43. Wonderful. Ali, thank you.
But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honoured in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life.
Thank you. You are precious. Hold that this morning. We're also God's people. That wasn't just written for the time. We are God's people. So Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Thanks, Andy.
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thank you. So as a Christian, nothing can separate us. It's stated, this is scripture, this is the word of God. Andrew, can you finish us off with Joshua, with the right verse, please?
Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
And I've just written, yay, because that's so encouraging. Thank you for doing that. So can I encourage you to try and look beyond the words to the truth I believe is behind them? God doesn't lie. He can't. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Look, I know it can be hard to push through barriers that may have been built up for many, many years. Now, John 10 talks about the shepherd and his flock. Do have a read of that when you get a moment. But the verse I want to focus on, if I may, is verse 10. The thief comes only to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's all of us. Nobody's missing there. The enemy would just love to tell us lies about ourselves. But Jesus said, I have come to bring you life. So can we consider this morning that Jesus wants that for us now on earth? Now, I'm not running roughshod over how you feel or the very, very, very real need for many of us to seek help and counsel at dark times. Yes, that's me too. And those of you who know me well know that I do that. But I do believe that God does want us to experience a full life in him. And part of that, a big part of it, is recognizing and using our gifts, however ordinary or seemingly insignificant, for the body of Christ. Now, you were all given a scratch card. That's what that piece of black is. If you could find those a minute. And you've also got a little yellow thing, a little pokey thing, which I will collect in afterwards. I can't have you all going home with vicious weapons. Okay? Now, I said to you that I work a lot with students, but I also work a lot with adults too, in the whole area of self-esteem. Okay? So, bear with me. We're going to do a simple exercise on your scratch card. Divide it in half. If you haven't got one, yell. Somebody will come and bring you one. Divide it in half any way you want. Diagonally, wiggly, I don't mind. Just divide it in half with your yellow sticky thing. That's it. Good. When you've done that on one side of it, I want you to draw something that you enjoy or something that you're good at. Maybe it's one of those gifts you're thinking, well, actually, I'm rather good at that. You know, I believe God's given me that gift. I'm going to draw it. So if you do that, and if you really are not sure, and you're sitting here this morning thinking, well, I don't have any of those gifts, I'm not in that place yet, draw something you like. And if that's what you had for breakfast, that's just fine. Okay? So I'll just give you a quick moment to do that. You can draw it, you can write it, you can draw a shape to represent it. This is not an art lesson, okay? It's just personal for you and special for you. Thank you, Alan and Pauline.
Okay.
Now, you may have noticed that it hasn't stayed black. Because, you know, life is not black and white. Life can be in colour, surprisingly. So life in colour, not in black and white. So if you've drawn something, hold them up. I won't be asking you to do that for the next part of the exercise. Hold it up so people can see. Hold them up. Let me see. Oh, brilliant. Did they all come out in colour? Tell me that. Did they? Excellent. Brilliant. Now the ouchy bit, okay? You knew there was going to be one of those, didn't you? On the other side, I want you to draw something that maybe you're struggling with. Maybe it's something that you're finding really difficult. Maybe it's that fact that you don't believe God could possibly give you anything. Maybe it's that. Or maybe it's something you're just struggling with in life. Up to you. I will not be asking you to hold these up. So draw something that represents that on the other side of your card. Tim, can you put up the slide which has got lots of people holding up cards, please? Yay, thank you. Is it making you think? Now, you might say to me, Lindy, that's a really simplistic activity. What on earth are we doing this for? Because it's like a starter. If we can draw out what's really troubling us, maybe something that we want God to do for us, and we can see it, how has it come out? Is it still black? No. It's come out in, help me here, it's come out in colour. Okay. Life in full, life in colour, life with Jesus. Okay? So even our hardest, darkest times, and believe me, I've got cards down there that I can't quite remember where mine are, but where I have drawn things that have really, really troubled me. I've done the good stuff, so one of those would be working over at the community cafe, so NGS is written on there. One of the things would be stone carving at Burngate for me. Great, I love it. Being here, I love being at All Saints. They come out in colour, that's easy. But then I have to draw the things on the other side that I'm dealing with. And that's harder. But they came out in colour. So they can't be black and white. There must be a way. So this is a starter. Okay, I'm just asking you to try and think a bit differently. So we're not thinking that it's black and white. It's always going to be like that. Yeah? Okay, I won't ask you. They are yours to keep. But I will have the pokey things back, please. Okay? Thank you. So, these hard areas, seeing them differently in colour, it's not easy. So, if you're still thinking that could never be me, I could never have these gifts, I could never fix that problem, can I ask you to explore the possibilities of how that could look for you in your own way, just go exploring. All right? There are people here who would just love to pray with you. They might be the people you've come with. But there will be time after the service to come up and bring things before God. If that means you want to come and kneel at the altar rail, that's fine. If you want to come and find our ministry team, that's great. Or Andrew, myself, there's lots of us here that would be more than happy just to pray with you. Can I have the next slide up, please? Yay, brilliant. So, just so you don't feel too uncomfortable, God isn't in the business of taking you into the red danger zone. His aim is not to harm you. But he does and will challenge us if we allow him to take us to amber in the middle there. Question for you. How do you see amber? As ready to stop or ready to go? I was reminded last Sunday that sometimes we can have like a false self-esteem veneer. We seem on the outside that everything's fine and our self-esteem is wonderful, and actually it's not. Can I slightly challenge you this morning? If that's you and you know that you just put on that front, speak to somebody. Because actually, do you know what I really want? And I'm sure everybody else does, is to see the real you. Because that's the way God created you. Can I have the next slide, please, Tim? We need you. Because the thing is, we do. The body of Christ needs everyone. Last slide, please, Tim. Okay. Head, heart, action. So we've listened with our heads. Hopefully we've responded with our hearts. Now it's up for you to do the action. I just want to finish with one short piece of scripture, which is 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through 11, and I'll read those. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, the power, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening.